right, welcome to our Dallas County Let's Talk program presented by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always fairway. I'm your host, Logan Mance, and joined by Adel Public Library Patron Services Manager Amy Puck. And Amy, thanks for taking the time. We always appreciate it.
Oh, thank you so much for having me on. It's very enjoyable.
Yeah, with the holidays, I know your programming kind of gets shifted a little bit, but it sounds like it gets right back on track in January, correct?
That is correct. We are excited to get all of our regular story time and other programming up and moving again.
And then next, with the Team Nerf Battle, we've talked about these before, but you'll have one in January. How kind of neat is that, and does that really rally the kids around the area to come together at the public library?
It does. It is hands down our most popular teen program that we have. It is a registered event, and so we do ask people to go to our website and register it, since the Nerf guns and eye protective wear are kind of limited. But this is on Friday, January 6th, from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. We will close the library down to the public and allow the teens to basically run wild in the library and have a Nerf battle. We'll play some games. And of course, as always, we'll have some snacks available.
Teens can maybe get a sense about this Nerf battle. How many are you accepting in registration?
Registration will accept up to 25 individuals. And at times we may open it up for a few more, but definitely give the library a call or go to our website to register for it.
And just another reminder for people that they have to bring, the library supplies all the Nerf equipment, right?
Correct. We will supply Nerf guns as well as Nerf bullets. We do encourage you to bring your own Nerf guns as well. We just ask that if you have a multi-shooter gun, we limit it to 6 bullets at a time, just to make it a little bit fair for everybody.
And then to continue on that teen category, there's going to be a teen advisory board with the Dell Public Library. Could you talk about that and describe what that will be, because it's new?
Yes, we're really excited to start the Teen Advisory Board for 6th to 12th graders. This is going to kick off on Thursday, January 12th at 4 p.m. And basically what the Advisory Board does is it helps to develop leadership skills through helping to plan teen programs, signing up for volunteer opportunities, as well as giving the teens an opportunity to input their ideas and opinions on books the library should carry or programs that they would like to see. We also want to make sure that we let the schools know that attending the Teen Advisory Board does count towards volunteer hours, which is a big deal for the seniors this year.
Could you give us what the feedback this advisory board has gotten, maybe from parents and teens? Gotten any positive feedback on this board?
We've gotten some excitement from starting the advisory boards. We had asked multiple teens at different programs what their opinion would be on attending the advisory board, and it's been very positive for the feedback. The parents have been excited to see their kids become involved in library programs. So we're kind of anticipating a good turnout, and we're also anticipating continued positive feedback from parents as well as the teens.
And it sounds like you're not going to let these teens just run wild and control the library, but they're going to take some ownership, right?
Absolutely. In order to encourage the Adel population teens, in order to get them engaged in it, we are going to give them some responsibility over what their choices are, just listening to what it is that they want.
And then another programs we like to touch on is the 50 plus gathering, and that's really carrying some momentum that started in October.
Yes, this has been such a popular program with the seniors. Being able to have a space that they can meet and become social and network with each other, this is continuing to be the first and third Tuesday of every month from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Coffee is provided. A lot of the seniors will bring snacks to share with people. And then we also have different types of card games or board games, just a way to get in here and be social.
Do you get a lot of feedback from this program, people getting connected or at least more connected with the area, making new friends with this gathering with older people.
Yes, we see new seniors each and every time. We also do some outreach to some of the senior facilities that are in the area to let them know the availability of this particular program. There are also some of the attendees who help to facilitate rides into the library so that they can be here for that particular program. All in all, the feedback has been incredibly positive, as this was definitely a need for our community, and it feels good that the library is being able to help our seniors meet this need and allow them to become more social.
Then also, I'd like to discuss the success of the graphic novel book club for children in second through fifth grades. Could you talk about that program and how it's been going on?
Yes, our Comics and Cookies program has been very popular. It's not just a sitting around reading comic books and such, but we're also encouraging the kids to draw their own comics. So for each of our Comics and Cookies, we spend a little bit of time doing some artwork and talking about what kind of a comic book they would like to create. And they'll go page by page. This program will start up again at the end of January. And so we're looking forward to seeing what these kids can create and draw and just how imaginative they can be.
Again, we have the Patron Services Manager for the Dell Public Library, Amy Puck, and I'd like to just round it out with this. Is there any final thoughts you'd like to bring up? Any more events you'd like to discuss? Anything I may have missed?
Well, I always want to highlight our yoga at the library. We are still continuing to do this every Wednesday. This is a free program for all ages, and I would encourage anybody who is even the least bit interested in yoga to stop in and just give it a try. It is a all ages, all body types, and it usually runs about an hour, and it starts about 5:45 every Wednesday.
A good way to get flexible and stay in touch with the Dell Public Library. We always appreciate you taking the time, Amy, for all what's upcoming with the Dell Public Library. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me on. We really appreciate that, and we hope to see everybody at the library.